movement, of course, against abduction, genuine alien abduction, ET abduction, as being something positive or in the benefit of humanity, which is what some channels say. In fact, even Bashar, which I don't really respect very much, I listen to some, you know, if you want to hear a funny video, listen to Bashar on Raw on YouTube. I can find it for you. But Bashar on Raw comes off sounding as like a, you know, very low fellow. Bashar on the Law of One and the Raw material. Why somebody would need Bashar to comment on that is beyond me. But he said, many years ago, that abduction was for the purpose of helping people wake up, and if we couldn't wake up, it's just our fault, and they don't understand about fear. You know, the Dalai Lama doesn't traumatize anybody in teaching them. And to those who wish to sleep, the most compassionate method of service is to let them sleep or to let them be as they are, which means if people seek little, all we need is to be quietly, kindly, nice to them. That's it. It's enough. And this is an important quote I also have used a lot. Service is only possible to the extent it is requested. And I have changed this to say something like, service is effective only to the degree it is requested. Meaning, you can't serve if it's not requested, because the Confederation and all positive service and helping waits for the calling, await the calling. We were ready to serve in whatever way we could, and it still is satisfactory. And this is another important quote. To be each entity which one attempts to serve simplifies one's grasp of what service is necessary and possible. So if you want to help people or figure out, right, you want to figure out what service is necessary or possible, be each entity. Be the one you attempt to serve. And so, you know, if you want world peace, be peace. I think Thich Nhat Hanh, who's a good teacher, Buddhist, Vietnamese Buddhist, talks about this a lot. You know, every step, be peace. Now, to really be that is a piece of work. It's not about thinking peaceful thought only. That really, it's not about that. It's about becoming that, which really means transmuting and processing one's anger or all that is not of peace in the mind, in the heart, of course. And actually, that's what we'll be getting into in the future in the healing and balance material. So Ra's 3D harvest, positive, negative. We had no negative harvest as such, although there had been two entities which had harvested themselves during their 3D in negative or service to self path. There were, however, those upon the planetary surface during third density whose vibratory patterns were in the negative range but were not harvestable. Ra, in section 3 here, Ra tells the story of these wanderers who were from fifth density and ended up harvesting into fourth density negative. This is quite a strange thing. We were a small population which dwelt upon what you would consider difficult conditions. It was very harsh and bright. Our harvest was approximately 6,500,000, with approximately 32 million beings repeating 3D elsewhere. So 6.5 million out of 38.5 million is about a little less than 20%. That's interesting. It's, I don't know, 15% or something. So that's all. That was considered a very good harmonious harvest, 15%. So God knows what we're going to have here on Earth. 5%? 2%? I don't know. It's worth considering. They were very harmonious. Very. Those of us which had the gift of polarity felt deep compassion for those who seemed to dwell in darkness. This description is most apt, as ours was a harshly bright planet in the physical sense. There was every attempt made to reach out with whatever seemed to be needed on their planet. However, those upon the positive path have the comfort of companions, and we of Ra spent a great deal of our attention upon the possibilities of achieving spiritual or metaphysical adepthood or work in indigo ray through means of relationship with others, specifically sexual tantra, sexual union. And sixth density wanderers who have some connection to Ra often have sexuality in mind as a central, hard to say, central issue or complex or pivot point of consideration, whether it's harmonious or not, whatever. It's related. And it's interesting, Ra was on Venus, and so, right, the planet of love. But they spent a lot of time in intimate relationship, not only sexual, but in deep communication with each other, very harmonious in love, including sexual tantra, mainly working on adepthood or working indigo ray. So that was pretty, you know, advanced for third density. Consequently, compassion for those in darkness was balanced by the appreciation of light. And I think that's a good advice for how to deal with both the 3D sleepers around us, in our friendships, in our workplace, in our family, in the media, or alerted, you know, shown to us by media and what we read. Compassion for those in darkness, balanced by appreciation of light. It's very lovely, I think. So quickly, I'll just go through this. It's really not that important, but it's an interesting case, and it has ramifications. Story of Ra's 3D wanderers, when Ra was in 3D. Mistaken negative harvest of those two wanderers. They used the technique of control over others and domination unto the physical death in both cases. These were two fifth density wanderers. These entities were wanderers from early 5D positive. They switched polarity when they reincarnated into third density. They became negative. An interesting point is, okay, let me finish the paragraph. They used the technique of control over others and domination unto the physical death in both cases. Upon a planetary influence much unused to slaughter, these entities were able to polarize by these means. Upon your 3D environment, such entities would merely be considered ruthless despots waging holy war. Ah, oh well, just another ruthless despot. You know, ho-hum, I've seen it before. Name your continent. Africa? South America? Latin America? Europe? Medieval Europe? Middle East? You know? button-pushing first-world military leaders. Technique of control over others. This is a technique of negative polarization. Domination unto death. This is a technique for service-to-self polarization. This is not by accident. It's not just bloodlust. I mean, it may be, but you know, these are actually techniques by which negative polarization is developed. The catalyst for their change, these two wanderers from 5D positive, in our peoples there was what may be considered from the viewpoint of wisdom an overabundance of love. These entities looked at those still in darkness and saw that those of neutral or somewhat negative viewpoint found such harmony sickening. The wanderers felt a more wisdom-oriented way of seeking love could be more appealing to those in darkness. So they came into Ra's third density cycle, excuse me, to serve those in Ra's 3D group that were not positively oriented doing that adept work. So they felt that the society had an overabundance of love. They looked at those who were not yet positively polarized. They saw, again, those who were neutral or somewhat negative found such harmony sickening. So there were some on Ra's planet that were somewhat negative, and there were those who were neutral, who found harmony sickening. You know, this is like disgust at the sparkles in the hair 11-11-11 crystal dolphin people, crystal dolphin angel joy dancing around the maypole, New Agers. Sorry, I guess I could find such harmony sickening. But that's not adept work. Adept work is pretty heavy work. And so Ra was not just doing, you know, dance around the maypole, you know, stars in the hair kind of thing. But those who were neutral or somewhat negative found their degree of love sickening. And you know, they were actually naive. And that's an interesting thing. They were actually, and it was shown when they came to Earth, right? They made mistakes, or they got into trouble with what they did with Akhenaten and the pyramid, actually, or it led to a lot of trouble. But the 5D positive entities looked at those in darkness. They saw that those who were not polarized or those who were somewhat negative didn't want that love and might want a more wisdom-oriented teaching to help them move positive. That was the goal. First one entity began its work. Quickly the second found the first. The entities ahead agreed, before the incarnation, to serve together, and so they did, glorifying the one creator, but not as they intended. About them were soon gathered, so this is another point, right? Glorifying the one creator by all action. All action is the glorification of the one creator, with or without love, with or without love and wisdom. About them were soon gathered those who found it easy to believe that a series of specific knowledges and wisdoms would advance one towards the creator. The end of this was the graduation into 4D negative of those wanderers who had much power of personality and some small deepening of the negatively polarized element of those not polarizing positively. There was no negative harvest as such, meaning none were 95% STS harvestable. They were indeed incarnated male and female, as this is by far the most efficient system of partnership. Yes. And so the relevant point here is the mistaken view that a series of specific knowledges and wisdoms would advance one towards the Creator. And, you know, it is a little bit like that in some cults, perhaps Scientology, other groups, some channeling group or New Age groups, some religious groups, that are teaching that specific knowledge, specific information, right, specific thoughts, ideas, advances one towards the Creator. No, not. What advances towards the Creator is balanced love, wisdom, manifestation in thought, word, and deed. Virtue, wisdom, balance, and harmony of benefit to self and other in the way that is sensitive to the subtlety of service and of moment-to-moment existence, not specific knowledges and information. Before incarnation, it was the desire of these 5D positive wanderers only to aid in service to others. Within the incarnation, however, they wished to seed greater wisdom in what they saw as an overabundance of compassion. That's not what we have on Earth. We have an overabundance of ignorance. But some in the New Age or some fourth density wanderers or some spiritual people have an overabundance of compassion. It's more common. It was in the second cycle of 25,000 years. We had a harvest of 6 out of 30, roughly speaking, of millions of mind-body-spirit complexes. Note that that's a little bit different calculation from the previous one that said 6.5 million out of 30, with 32 million repeating. But be it as it may, it's 15 to 20%. Less than 20% wanderers. That's less than 20%, right, that harvest. Wanderers are always drawn to whatever percentage has not yet polarized and come when there is a call. There was a call from those which were not yet positively polarized as such, but which sought to be positively polarized and sought wisdom, feeling the compassion of others upon Venus as complacent or pitying towards others. That's interesting. Anyway, those two 5D positive wanderers came in response to the call. And this point is also relevant to us. Wanderers are drawn, always drawn, to whatever percentage is not yet polarized. Hey, here we are. So if Ra's harvest was 15 to 20%, and they were very harmonious, at least a small group was, and here on Earth, it does seem to me that the most people who are harmonious are wanderers. What will the harvest be here? 5%?